Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Sagar Lonial, and I am the professor and chair in the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology and chief medical officer at the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University. I'm frequently asked, which is the best indicator of improved outcomes in multiple myeloma, SCR, CR, IFCR, or MCR? And this is a really important evolving area in the field of multiple myeloma. We know that, for instance, patients who achieve a complete response, or CR, have improved progression-free and overall survival compared to patients who don't. And in fact, that group includes patients with high-risk myeloma, such as 17p deletion, 414 translocation, or other karyotypic abnormalities. There is now emerging data suggesting that the stringent CR, or SCR, also offers some benefit, but validation in large phase 3 trials is currently ongoing. The two newer categories of flow cytometric complete remission and molecular complete remission are currently in evolution. And there is data, again, suggesting that patients that achieve IFCR or MCR do appear to have better outcomes in terms of progression-free and overall survival. However, we don't know whether those findings are truly predictive or prognostic, in the sense that perhaps we've identified the best patients who achieve molecular or flow cytometric complete remission. As such, while these certainly are important goals of therapy, achieving the deepest response one can, such as using molecular testing, next generation sequencing, or flow cytometry to assess MRD negativity, it's not clear that one should change therapy at this time based on whether or not a patient has achieved that endpoint. Those trials asking those specific questions are currently ongoing. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com.